What is up? Greetings, America, and around the world. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the fast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call it a miracle, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. It's business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, if you have questions about ingredients or skincare, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you simply want to contribute to our conversation, 866-582-9933 is our number, 866-582-9933. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program, the Ultimate EFAs, the Ultimate Enzymes, the OPC Selenium, or my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart. All the products are up there. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to start a longevity business or if you want to get your products at the wholesale price. Or if you just want to join the team and help me educate and inform the world about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program, click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. We've been talking about the stress response, the physiological, the physical stress response, that is, the stress response that is initiated when there is some kind of physical stressor going on, whether that's oxygen deprivation or nutritional deficiencies, if you're getting a lot of calories, but you're not getting nutritional components, the nutrients that are required to process those calories, i.e. the standard American diet, buildup of acids, buildup of toxins, all of these will cause the lower brain centers, the so-called reptilian brain, to slow down the growth and repair process, to reduce healing, and to slow down the body's protective immune system. These are all accomplished via the stress hormone, via the action of the stress hormone cortisol. Elevations in cortisol, elevations in stress hormone as a result of chronic long-term stress are pretty much the culprit behind almost every chronic disease you can name, whether it's acne or cancer or arthritis or osteoporosis or heart disease, whatever. Behind every chronic disease you can think of, you will find lurking an overactive stress response. Chronic disease means chronic stress, and once again, I'm talking about physical, physiologic stress. Not that the emotional stresses and the mental stresses are not important. They are very important. But so often when we think about stress, we don't concentrate or we don't think about physiologic stress, the stress that's associated with crappy food, the stress that's associated with nutrient deficiency, the stress that's associated with suffocation. Yes, emotional stress is important and mental stress is important, but what I want to focus on here is the stresses that we submit to, the stresses that we undergo through physiologic means, deprivation of nutrients and deprivation of oxygen and accumulation of toxic poisons. Now, in the short term, a stress response is going to quiet down inflammation. In the short term, a stress response is going to quiet down the immune system. When you're running from a saber-toothed tiger or you're at risk of starvation, and those are the two main kinds of stresses that the body knows about, running from animals and starving to death. Those are the main kind of stresses that the body is dealing with. When you're running from a saber-toothed tiger, when you're running from a wild animal in the African savanna, or when you're at risk for starvation, inflammation and immune protection are a waste of energy for the body. Defense against toxins, defense against bacteria, defenses against virus, they're not important when you're running from a saber-toothed tiger. They're not important when your body is concerned about starving to death. So in the short term, elevations in cortisol will suppress the immune system. That's why if you go to the doctor and you've got some kind of immune response, you're going to get a cortisol-like drug. That's what prednisone is. That's what hydrocortisone is. That's what dexamethasone is. That's what betamethasone is. These kinds of drugs they give you for rashes and for active immune response, for asthma or for autoimmune diseases or for inflammation, they duplicate the chemistry that the body undergoes in a short-term stress response. In a short-term stress response, inflammation will slow down. In a short-term stress response, the immune system will slow down. But in the long term, if the stress is not resolved, the immune system and the inflammatory system will rebound big time. They will rebound dramatically, and instead of a sleeping immune system, instead of a dormant immune slash inflammatory system, you're going to have an immune slash inflammatory system that is super duper hyperactive. And then you're off to the disease races. So the bottom line here, folks, is if you hear the word chronic associated with your health condition, you can rest assured you are dealing with a long-term unresolved stress response. This long-term unresolved stress response is behind every single chronic disease we are dealing with. And until that long-term stressor is resolved, chronic disease is inevitable. Earlier this week, I got a Facebook note from the UK from someone who wanted me to address something called severe ME. Now, ME is the fancy medical diagnosis term for chronic fatigue syndrome. Technically, it's called myalgic encephalomyelitis. I love these fancy schmancy Latin diagnoses that mean nothing, really, in terms of how we help or how we heal the body. Myalgic encephalomyelitis. Myalgic is fancy Latin for muscle pain. Maya means muscle. Algia means pain. Myalgic means muscle pain. Encephalomyelitis refers to an inflammation in the brain and the nerves. Encephalo is referring to the brain. Myal for the myelin nerve covering. So basically, we're talking about muscle pain and inflammation in the brain and nervous system, period. Severe ME, muscle pain, inflammation in the brain and nervous system. The important point about these silly descriptions is the fact that none of them help us deal with the problem. If you have severe ME, you have an inflammatory problem. That's it, period. If you have severe ME, you have an immune problem, an inflammatory problem. It doesn't matter where it is. It matters that it is. And the inflammatory system is always the other side of the coin of the immune system. So when you have inflammation, you have a defensive reaction. That's so important to understand. If there's any kind of inflammatory issue, which is pretty much all chronic diseases, if there's an inflammatory issue, you have a defensive reaction. The body is defending itself from something. The logical question to ask is, what is the body defending itself from? Severe ME is an inflammatory immune problem. That's it. This is so important to recognize because to understand this gives us our power back. The medical priests want us to be deluded and scared and impressed by their hocus-pocus, gobbledygook Latin descriptions and definitions and diagnosis. So we'll leave the doctor's office thinking, oh my God, we got this terrible, scary disease, myalgic encephalomyelitis. Oh my God, that's so scary. Now, if they told you you had an activated immune system or your inflammatory activation and you're dealing with an inflammatory problem, that's not so scary. an immune problem, an inflammatory problem, that's easy to deal with. All you got to do is eliminate whatever is activating the immune system, the inflammatory system. Bingo! No more severe myalgic encephalomyelitis. All right, we'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. We are here Monday through Friday on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. where you will find articles and videos that talk about the Bright Side philosophy. My 8 chapters of good nutrition videos up there and some of the interviews that we've done. You'll also find a shopping cart with all the longevity products. Make sure you take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you're a new listener, if you haven't heard me talk about this product, this stuff is amazing, folks. It tastes great. It's $50 a canister. If you're like most folks, you're going to notice results within one or two doses. It's especially important if you're dealing with a digestive issue. My favorite use of this Beyond Tangy Tangerine is for older folks who are notorious for having digestive problems. Sometimes I wonder how much of what we consider to be the maladies and the illnesses that are associated with growing old, how much of that is just related to simple digestive issues and malabsorption issues. If you're not absorbing your nutrients, it doesn't matter what you're taking, and that's why it's so important to use liquid nutrition, use soups, use smoothies, use nutritional drinks like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The more you can pre-blend, the more you can liquefy your nutrients, the easier it's going to be to absorb. In the world of nutrition, it doesn't matter what you take. It matters what you absorb. Try the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Give it a shot. It'll cost you $50 a canister. And you, if you're like most folks, you're going to be thanking me. All right, and that's all up on brightsideben.com. Okay, so continuing on with this whole idea of the stress response behind all chronic disease. If you've been diagnosed with some kind of fancy schmancy Latin term, chances are all you're dealing with is some kind of inflammatory problem. Chances are what you're dealing with is some kind of stress issue. I remember we talked to a gal a couple of months back. She called on the program. She said she was diagnosed. This is my favorite Latin diagnosis: idiopathic guttate hypopigmentation. I'll never forget that one as long as I live. Idiopathic guttate hypopigmentation. Oh my God, what the heck is that? Idiopathic. It's always instructed to break these things down. Idiopathic means unknown. Guttate means shaped like a drop. Hypopigmentation means low pigment, not a lot of pigment, white spots. This woman had white spots shaped like a drop. Her doctor didn't know what the heck was causing it. Hence the diagnosis, idiopathic guttate hypopigmentation. Got a Facebook a couple of weeks ago from a guy whose girlfriend had hyperemesis gravida. She had morning sickness. Hyperemesis means she's throwing up a lot, and gravida means she's pregnant. She's throwing up a lot because she's pregnant. She had morning sickness. No, they can't say she has morning sickness. She's got hyperemesis gravida. Can't say you got white spots and we don't know what's causing them. You got idiopathic guttate hypopigmentation. You can't say you've got an inflammation in your nervous system. You have severe myalgic encephalomyelitis. See, if you have just an inflammatory issue, it's simple to deal with. If you have an inflammatory issue, that means your defense system is activated. It doesn't matter that it's severe myalgic encephalomyelitis to my friend who Facebooked me from the UK. It doesn't matter. What matters is you got an activated immune system, you got an activated inflammatory system, and it's always, 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 always due to something you're breathing or something you're eating. If you have an activated immune system, something is getting into your body through your respiratory system or through your skin, theoretically, or through your digestive system. Theoretically, it can come in through your skin, but that hardly ever happens. And by the way, theoretically, it can happen in through breathing, but because of the sneezing response, that's rare as well. The large majority of the time, by far and away, the large majority of the time when the immune system, the inflammatory system is activated, you are eating the wrong food. At least that should be the first place you focus on. If you have severe myalgic encephalomyelitis, now that's something only a doctor can deal with. How is an average person supposed to deal with severe myalgic encephalomyelitis? The average person can't even pronounce severe myalgic encephalomyelitis. I can barely pronounce encephalomyelitis. How are we supposed to deal with or understand a health condition that we can't even pronounce? And who do you think this obfuscation and this confusion serves? Well, of course, it serves the all-powerful, all-knowing healers. It serves none other than the medical priests who, like all priests, religious priests, legal priests, military priests, political priests, economic priests, all priests benefit from our ignorance and fear, period. Priests need us ignorant. Priests need us scared. And that is all priests, whether it's a medical priest or a religious priest. If you've ever left a doctor's office scared, you know what I'm talking about. But if we understand that all chronic disease is about inflammation and immunity, now we have our power back. The Bright Side is about taking our power back. If you're not feeling as well as you should and you don't know what to do, take your power back. If we can deconstruct our diagnoses into their real meanings, all of a sudden it makes sense. Chronic diseases like ME are inflammatory immune issues. They're about an inflammatory system, an immune system that is trying to protect us from something that we're possibly breathing. Usual reason, by the way, is smoking. If it's going to, if our immune and inflammatory system is going to be activated through the respiratory tract, it's usually smoking. And if it's not smoking, more than likely it's eating. This is so important to recognize, and it's not just for severe ME. It's for any chronic health condition we're dealing with. If we have endometriosis, we have an inflammatory immune problem. If we have cancer, we have an inflammatory immune problem. If we have heart disease, we have an inflammatory immune problem. If we have acne, if we have osteoporosis, if we have autoimmune diseases, if we have arthritis, if we have Sjogren's syndrome, whatever, if we have one of the 12,000 different diseases, we have an inflammatory immune problem. And the main thing to know about inflammatory immune problems is they are not inevitable. We have been hoodwinked by drug companies and doctors and even alternative health practitioners into believing that the body is just flawed. That for most of us, our bodies are just falling apart for no reason. It just happens. This scam is so offensive and this scam is so insulting that not only should we not be participating in this pharmacomedical madness, not only should we be not participating, we should be doing everything we can do to avoid interacting with the medical model. We should be giving Walgreens the one-finger salute every time we pass by one. Our diseases are none of the doctor's business. They're none of the pharmacist's business. They are our business and our business only. And the good news is we can do it ourselves. To my friend in England with the severe ME, you have an inflammatory immune issue. If you're serious about dealing with this condition, it is super easy. First of all, and this is all ME, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, whatever you want to call it, all inflammatory issues. First of all, focus on the number one reason why the immune inflammatory system becomes activated: food. Look out for foods that mess up the digestive system. Use probiotics. Take lecithin with all your meals. Taurine, choline, bile salts. Use these with all your meals. Use apple cider vinegar after meals. Take digestive enzymes with your meals. Take digestive enzymes between meals. Take them on an empty stomach. They can help reduce inflammation. Use the glucogel caps. Not only can the glucogel caps help you rebuild tissue, but they can be very helpful for the digestive system as well. And get on a good nutritional supplement program if you're serious about dealing with severe ME or any health condition. In my opinion, a supplement program is not optional. Get on the Ultimate EFAs. Take 9 a day. Take them with meals. Take your use bone soup and make sure you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. All right, we're coming back with your phone calls. 866-582-9933 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. A couple interesting stories I want to get to before we get your phone calls. 866-582-9933 is our number. Satiety hormone tied to diabetes and heart disease. This is an article that's published on MedPage Today. By the way, MedPage Today is an awesome website for the latest medical news. Some of it's a little bit technical, but you can cull through it, and there's always good nutritional stuff on here. MedPageToday.com. Satiety hormone tied to diabetes and heart disease. Satiety hormones are hormones that signal that we've had enough to eat over time. When we ignore those satiety hormones, those satisfaction hormones, the satisfaction hormone levels go up and up and up. And as it turns out, these satisfaction hormones have been now linked to diabetes and heart disease. These satisfaction hormones, one in particular, is called proneurotensin. And this stuff is also not just a satiety hormone, not just a satisfaction hormone. It is also, get ready for this, it is also an inflammatory hormone. So not only is diabetes and heart disease now been linked to elevations in satisfaction hormone, that is, in eating too much, basically, but it's also linked to the inflammatory system. We talked a couple of days ago about this important connection between food and inflammation. Anytime you eat something, even if it's something healthy, even if it's lettuce, even if it's tomatoes, even if it's a garden salad or a salad from Whole Foods, whatever it is, anytime we eat something, our body's immune and inflammatory system is activated. Now, obviously, we have to eat, but what we have to do is be careful what we eat, minimize what we eat. And by the way, this whole inflammatory immune connection to food is why caloric restriction, restricting your calories, and fasting is so important. In fact, if you had to pick one simple move to reduce inflammation, it would be to reduce your calories, reduce your caloric intake, and up your nutritional intake as well. All right, so a couple other things. Let's see. I want to tell you about... here's one. This was sent to me by... I forgot who sent it to me. Somebody sent this to me. New study shows vitamin C prevents bone loss in animal models. This is extremely important, folks, because most of us are under the misimpression that if you're dealing with osteoporosis or you're dealing with bone disease, you're dealing with a calcium problem, and this is not true. Not true. Osteoporosis is not an issue with calcium, although, as we said before, calcium is involved in hardening the bones. Bone tissue is largely composed of protein, a specific kind of protein called collagen. Most women have heard of collagen because collagen is important for keeping your skin from wrinkling. But collagen is also important for keeping your bones strong. The take-home message about collagen, the most important thing to know about collagen is you cannot make it without vitamin C. If you're dealing with a vitamin C deficiency, if you are subclinically deficient, that is, you're not, you don't have a vitamin C deficiency that's bad enough to cause scurvy where your blood vessels explode, but you're just mildly deficient in vitamin C, you could very well be dealing with a collagen breakdown issue, and this can lead to osteoporosis and bone problems. If you're a woman and you're dealing with osteoporosis, get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's way more important than calcium. Way more important than calcium. Beyond Tangy Tangerine will give you 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C per 2-scoop dose. And that is a wonderful way to protect yourself from osteoporosis. And by the way, the ultimate EFAs are also very important for protecting you from osteoporosis. And one thing I've noticed in the skincare business is women who have osteoporosis are women who are more prone towards wrinkling. So if you're dealing with osteoporosis, you're also aging at a dramatic rate, and that means that you're also going to look older as well. So simply from a vanity perspective, just from looking good perspective, get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Make sure you're getting your vitamin C. Make sure you're dealing with any kind of inflammatory issue, and treat osteoporosis and all chronic breakdown degenerative diseases as primarily issues of an overloaded stress management system and an overloaded or hyperactive immune and inflammatory system as well. All right, 866-582-9933 is our number. We do have a couple of lines open for you, which is a rarity on the bright side. So if you want to get on board, or if you've wanted to get on board to share a success story, contribute to the conversation, or ask any questions about the Ingevity products or health or nutrition in general or prescription drugs or supplements, now's your opportunity. 866-582-9933 is our number. Let's go off to Texas and say hi to Charles. What is up, Charles? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. How can we help you, man?
My wife, about 5 days ago, gave birth to our twins, who are both very healthy. Unfortunately, she was... Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, she was diagnosed with preeclampsia. Well, they labeled it severe preeclampsia and have been giving her a lot of labetalol and hydroxyzine. And for a number of days, it didn't work, and it was very concerning for us because we are very much against any medications and much rather rely upon food and everything that, you know, you understand as far as how to let the body do its work with eating right.
Now, what are they giving her? There's lots of things you could do. And by the way, preeclampsia usually occurs at the end of the pregnancy. She had it at the end of her pregnancy or after she delivered?
Say again?
Now, you said she had a preeclampsia, and I'll explain to the listeners what that is in a moment, but you said she had that at the after she delivered?
No, she had it before, prior.
Okay. Yeah, right, yeah, that usually occurs towards the end. Preeclampsia usually occurs towards the end. Did she have a cesarean, by the way, or did she deliver vaginal?
She, She did, yeah, cesarean.
Cesarean. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about preeclampsia, and then I'm going to tell you a couple things to do for the babies, because with cesareans, and one out of three babies or so are delivered by cesarean, and that can really cause problems in the long run for the baby, especially via, especially in terms of digestive health and wellness. So I'm going to tell you about that here in a minute. For the listeners, preeclampsia is a is high blood pressure that occurs towards the end of pregnancy. I mean, you can consider preeclampsia, number one, to be a problem with insulin and problem with blood sugar. That's the most important thing, and also a problem with the stress response. We've been talking about the stress response today and for the last couple of days and how it relates to the breakdown of the body. Nothing says an activated stress response system more clearly and more loudly than high blood pressure. Whether that high blood pressure is occurring secondary to pregnancy, or whether the high blood pressure is occurring secondary to blood sugar, or whether the high blood pressure is occurring secondary to anything, you're dealing with an activated stress response. So treat preeclampsia. And by the way, the lobetalol is one of the most hideous drugs there is. There's a lot of really hideous drugs. Lobetalol, it's a drug that basically shuts down the heart. That's how it works. That's the brilliant doctor strategy for dealing with high blood pressure. Let's just poison the heart, and then when the heart doesn't pump as hard, then the blood pressure will drop. Oh, that's brilliant. Let's just poison the heart to lower the blood pressure. I'm not kidding you. That's how lobetalol works. Not that I want to freak you out there or anything, my friend, but you should know. So preeclampsia, high blood pressure that's associated with pregnancy, you want to deal with it as a stress response issue. So the body is in, and obviously pregnancy is one of the most severe stresses a body can go through. If the body is not strong and vital, the female body is not strong and vital, it's going to become overloaded when it's pregnant, especially if you're dealing with twins. That's very understandable. So treat it as a stress response issue and treat it also perhaps as a blood sugar issue. Couple of things. Number one, for blood sugar, use all of the blood lowering blood sugar strategies that we talk about. Staying away from processed foods, staying away from fast-burning carbohydrates, soda pop, fruit juice, bread, potatoes, corn, grains. Anything that spikes the blood sugar is going to mess up the blood pressure. Hang tight, buddy. Charles, we'll continue when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to Bright Side. We'll continue on with this discussion about preeclampsia and ways that you can help take care of preeclampsia without drugs. If you've got questions or you want to get on board, 866-582-9933 is our number. We're coming back at you right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with the Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the Bright Side, I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us, friends. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products or if you want to help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, please go to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page or call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, we're talking to Charles in Texas. Charles, congratulations on your twins. That's awesome news. Let's take care of your wife now, okay? You said she's on Lobetalol, which is a beta blocker. Remember yesterday we were talking about how all drugs are just blocking, killing, or I should say all doctors are just blocking, killing, or removing stuff surgically, and beta blockers are drugs that block the heart. Beta blockers block the beta nervous system, which is connected to the heart. And I'm not kidding you. The drugs work by poisoning the heart, literally, not figuratively, not poetically. The idea being when the heart slows down, the blood pressure will drop. Well, yeah, but let's figure out why the blood pressure is high. When you're dealing with preeclampsia, you're dealing with an overactive stress response system. So a couple of things, my friend, that you want to do. First of all, you need to stabilize the blood sugar in the insulin system, avoiding, by the way, do we still have Charles? I didn't even give Charles a greeting there. Charles, you there, buddy?
I am, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so stabilize the blood sugar. Staying away from anything that spikes blood sugar. The most likely culprits are going to be liquids, sugary liquids, but grains of all kinds will do it. Processed foods will do it. It goes without saying, of course, that desserts and sweets, cakes and candies and that kind of stuff, you have to stay away from those as best as you can. Shift over into protein, especially protein that contains something called the branched chain amino acids. And you may also want to do protein that contains tryptophan. Tryptophan on its own can have a nice relaxing effect on the blood pressure. I didn't ask you about any digestive problems, but if she has any of those need to be addressed, staying away from food allergies, using probiotics. And I'm going to give you a ton of information here, Charles, and we do. I don't mean to overload you, but there's just so much stuff to talk about, and I want to cover, give you as much ideas as I can. So you may need to, either, if you're not taking notes, you may need to review this stuff, because I'm going to go fast. Work on the blood sugar system by avoiding problem foods. Get on supplements. Have your wife get on supplements that help with insulin and help with the blood sugar, you'll find that many of the supplements that help with blood sugar also will lower blood pressure. For example, magnesium. She should be on the OsteoFX if she's using longevity products. You want about 1,000. She wants about 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. Magnesium will lower blood pressure, and magnesium will also help her with her blood sugar as well. Use the Sweeties from Longevity. It's the best chromium and vanadium blend that I know of. It will, again, help her with her blood sugar, and it will also help her with her blood pressure. The B vitamins are ridiculously important for everything, but especially for blood sugar and for blood pressure, especially the B vitamin thiamine, vitamin B1, and also the B vitamin niacin, vitamin B3. Those two alone will make a huge difference, but you never want to take just a couple of B vitamins at the without taking all the other B vitamins. And that's one of the neatest things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is you're going to get all the B vitamins in a nice balanced format. So vitamin B1 and vitamin B3 are very important. Vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, is very important for the adrenal glands, for the stress response system. Chances are she's under some severe adrenal stress. So using vitamin B5 in addition to the B vitamins and magnesium can help her with her adrenal glands. The mineral zinc is very, very important for the adrenal glands. She should be using 50 milligrams a day of zinc picolinate. Is she breastfeeding, by the way, Charles?
She is, yes.
Okay, good. The zinc will come out, and all these supplements will come out in the breast milk, and it will help the baby. Make sure she's using essential fatty acids, especially from fish oil, either the Ultimate EFAs or some kind of essential fatty acid supplement. The fish oil will come out in the breast milk. It will build the baby's brain. And by the way, if mom is under severe stress, those stress chemicals are going to come out in the breast milk, and the baby will be more sensitized to stress. As it is, and without meaning to freak you out here, as it is, your babies are probably going to be more sensitized to stress because of the stress that mom was in while she was building those babies. So be really careful with the babies. Make sure that they're staying away from any kind of problem foods. Make sure you're correcting any digestive problems the babies have now, because they can compound and they can run into health issues later on in life. Vitamin C, very, very, very important for blood pressure, very important for the adrenal glands, very important for the stress management system. She should be using at least 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. You'll get that in a couple doses of the BTT, but personally, I'd be taking 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. One of the things that can happen when you take too much vitamin C is you can go into, or she can go into a little diarrhea or loose stool, and you don't want to go there. So try to find a nice spot, maybe 4 or 5 grams a day in divided doses where she doesn't have any problems with her bowel movements, but she's getting a good dose of vitamin C. And then, non-nutritionally, deep breathing techniques tell the body all as well. We talk about how important it is to calm the body down. The body does best when it feels like it's safe. Hypertension is a sign that the body doesn't feel like it's safe. Deep breathing techniques can reverse that. Have her practice diaphragmatic breathing. That alone, at the very least, will allow her to reduce her dose of the toxic lobetalol. And by the way, as soon as she can get off that lobetalol, she should be asking her doctor why the heck he put her on a toxic drug, which, by the way, is going to come out in the breast milk and drug the babies as well. So you may want to ask the doctor what the heck his thought processes were when he decided to poison, to dispense poison to your wife rather than use non-toxic nutritional and breathing techniques as well. So lots of stuff you could do there, Charles. Again, good luck with everything. God bless you. One last thing I should tell you, cesarean babies who are born by cesarean section are more prone towards digestive issues because they don't get that probiotic bath that babies get when they come through the vaginal, through the birth canal in a vaginal birth. The babies are bathed with probiotics. Probiotics go coat the baby. They go into the baby's nose and into the baby's mouth, where they then travel to the digestive tract of the babies and they implant. And for the rest of a baby's life, it's going to depend on those probiotics that it gets as it passes through the mother's birth canal. In a cesarean delivery, and 1 out of 3 babies now are delivered by cesarean, the baby doesn't get that probiotic bath, and this can cause future digestive problems for the baby down the road. So make sure that you're focusing on the baby's health. You may want to use probiotics for infants. See if you could find one at your local drugstore. I'm not sure if where you live, but try to find a health food store that has probiotics for infants, because that could be a problem for babies who are delivered by cesarean. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. Charles in Texas. Let's see if we can get one more phone call in here. Jared, what's up, buddy? Jared in Texas.
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm enjoying your show very much.
Thank you.
My daughter was just recently, last month, diagnosed type 1 diabetic. So she's insulin dependent.
How old?
She's nine years old.
All right, well, get her off. She's got to have some digestive issues that you know about. There is a almost 100% connection between type 1 diabetes and digestive issues. Milk is a big problem for type 1 diabetics. Type 1 diabetes, by the way, is classified as an autoimmune disease, as you probably know, where the body attacks the pancreas. Anytime you have an autoimmune disease, whatever that is, a couple things are true. Number one, if you have one autoimmune disease, you're at much higher risk for other autoimmune diseases. So as soon as you can get your beautiful 9-year-old daughter taken care of here with the diabetes, you can reduce the risk of further complications down the road. Treat it, number one, as an inflammatory immune issue that is secondary to food. That means milk primarily, but it could be any kind of foods. Use your daughter's digestive symptoms as a guide. In other words, use her digestive problems as a diagnostic tool so that when her digestive problems get worse, you know she ate the wrong food. When they get better, you know she ate better foods. The most likely culprits in addition to milk and dairy are going to be grains of all kinds, not just gluten-free. Grains of all kinds are possible culprits. Soy and legumes, like peanuts and peas, those are also likely suspects. And some folks can have a problem with fish or shrimp or pork. But the biggest problems are going to be legumes, dairy, and grains of all kinds. Eggs for some folks, too. So correct those. Get her on a great probiotic supplement. Use the Flora FX, or if you can hang tight, the Nightly Essence will be coming out pretty soon from Youngevity. Have her use apple cider vinegar after meals, especially if you notice that she's burping or she has gas. If she has any kind of bloating or discomfort a couple hours after she eats, that can be a sign of pancreatitis. It may mean that she's got some pancreatic issues. You may want to consider using pancreatic enzymes. And, of course, all the same diabetic stuff that we talked about with our last caller, staying away from anything that spikes her blood sugar, using the B-complex. Get her on 50 milligrams of zinc. Get her on the Sweeties from Youngevity. And don't forget about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's great for kids because it tastes delicious and she can sip on it all day. Always sip on your BTT. Don't drink it all at once. And thank you so much for your call. Jared from Texas, thank you, everybody. I appreciate all our callers, all our letter writers. Appreciate all your kind words. Tomorrow I'm going to try to walk through a couple of letters that I got and tell you how I do this thing in a case study way, how we break down the disease process in a case study way, and how we use nutritional supplements to deal with these kinds of health issues. So you're going to want to tune into that on the Bright Side tomorrow. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for joining us, folks. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a Sun Oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a Sun Oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.